Our next guest is in the running. Hell, he's locked it up. PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, Tony Finau, joins us now and is right amongst the leaders right now on stop one of the FedEx Cup playoffs, the Barclays. Another great round today after his 65 yesterday. Tony Finau joins us right now. Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet 360. It is great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. How's your week going? You went in into the FedEx Cup circuit here, 39th in points, and now you're projected to finish this thing top three. But they always talk about, especially this tournament, and playing for the $10 million in a few weeks from now, it's about peaking at the right time. Do you feel you're doing that?
Yeah, it's overall, it's been a nice year, and it's nice to play well, you know, to start off these playoffs. But I got some momentum coming off the PGA Championship, which is nice. Had a nice finish there, and just kind of riding it out. But it's been a nice first couple of rounds here to start off my playoffs.
You were top 10 at Whistling Straits PGA Championship, tied for 14th as well at the U.S. Open. What has it been about your rookie season and majors where you don't look intimidated? The stage doesn't look any bigger. You have just been piling up finishes like you have all season.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's I've just learned a lot. You know, I've played with a lot of great players, and small things that I learned from a lot of guys that I play with, and just try to have that confidence that they have. So it's been a really nice go, and starting to get more confidence in my game, learning more shots around the greens and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun just to put it into play and get the results that I've got in my first year. It's been really nice.
Tony Finau is our guest on Brady and Walker. Big weekend ahead of him. He sits at two shots back after two rounds of the Barclays. Stop one on the FedEx Cup playoff circuit. Spencer Levin is on the course right now and is at 8-under. Finau sits in a tie with Henrik Stenson at 6-under. So your first year on the tour, and hey, some of these big guns, some of the guys winning majors are younger than you. Some are the same age, and some guys you've watched on TV for years and years. Who's made the biggest impression on you so far?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of great players here. I've enjoyed playing with quite a few guys. I think I don't know that I can really name one. There's been so many guys that have impressed me with just the way they go about their business. You know, small striking, short game. Obviously, the year that Jordan Spieth has had has been an unreal thing to kind of follow on. And witness this year. So that's been really impressive. But I've enjoyed playing with a lot of guys out here. You know, I don't want to single any of them out. They're all great players.
Now, some guys are so confident and so motivated, especially in a sport like golf, where it's, hey, you just got to take care of your own business. No one else can affect you but you, that maybe they're not surprised with the success they have. You've had such a dynamite first season. You're a few shekels shy of $2 million for the year. Are you stunned with how, I don't say how easy this has been, but how well you've done?
Man, it's just been a lot of fun this year. You know, I've just learned a lot. You know, I feel like, you know, we're always, as players, just always trying to get better. And I definitely just see that my game is getting better, you know, from last year to this year. I've taken a lot of big strides, you know, on the golf course. And, you know, I've done a lot of great work with my coach. And then mentally, I'm starting to get more confidence, and we're just starting to get results. So, I think for sure I wouldn't have guessed that I had this such a successful year in my first year. But it's been really nice, and playing with a lot of confidence right now. So I look forward to this weekend.
I know Jordan Spieth makes it look the opposite, but it's a really hard tour to win on, and so many big guys and great players and iconic players have waited so long for their first win. You had a moment at the PGA where you were able to look up, you see leaderboard, and there's Tony Finau's name right at the top, and you know, we've seen unbelievable golfers need to learn how to close. With all your great finishes, can you appreciate yet how difficult it is to, you know, not be tied for eighth or tied for 10th, but be alone in first at the end of this thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, 100%. You definitely get that appreciation for the guys that have done it multiple times. And then obviously, you know, the best of them all, you know, Tiger and Jack, they have won as many times as they have. So you definitely get that appreciation and really just are humbled by that, you know, the way that they're able to finish, and win that many events and finish it off. So I've definitely had to grow, so I really appreciate that. And, and I look forward, again, to this weekend.
You are an American, but you are the first ever PGA player of Polynesian descent. How important is that to you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm really proud of that. You know, I have a lot of support from the Polynesian community, and it's just really cool to represent my people in this beautiful game. You know, it's humbling, but I know it's something that I take pride in, and something that my people can take pride in. So, you never know, maybe the first of many to come, but it's cool to kind of be the first one of Polynesian descent to be playing on the PGA Tour. It is something that that I'm pretty proud of.
Hey, and maybe the first win comes this weekend. We really appreciate you taking time after such a big couple of days to join us. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys soon.